Reish Chaf Ches. We're up to Sift HaZayin. Sift HaZvav talked about Nedarim that are in Yonei Schaik. And we said Yesh Matirin, Yesh Aisrim about Ataras Nedarim in this area. Now, I mentioned something Derech Agav, and I have something to add to that. Before, when we began these halachis, I mentioned to you an incident with a young man who had made a neder not to smoke from Rosh Chodesh El till Yom Kippur, and he couldn't contain himself, and he asked for Ataras Nedarim. The question was whether you're allowed to be matir smoking, which is probably an Issa Gomor. Certainly it falls under the category of the schaik that some of Farshim talk about. So I told you then that the main reason to be matir was because it was a shvua b'lashon neder. It was an inappropriate, anyway, he said a shvua, he said, I won't smoke, which saying, I make a neder not to smoke, has no chalais at all. Because it's a shvua b'lashon neder, but we're machmir on that. And Ramos says that we're not to be machmir. So the tzad kula, the tzirif, was that smoking a single cigarette is not an aveira, and therefore we were mitzade to be mati, we're mati neder, because singing smoking one cigarette is not an aveira. The problem seems from Shach Chaf Ches. It seems from the end of Shach Chaf Ches, when you mati someone who gambles, the shach at the end of Sivkat Nechav Ches is it's only someone who gambles as an addiction, or as Ein Loi Nesacheres. He said, Adam she'enim nasei b'kach l'pamim hu seichei kichayim lahatir. So the shach brought a day that you could be matir, gambling once is not the problem. We had the kasha, why that's not smach talikanya. But l'maisi, he brings such an idea that gambling once is you could be matir. And still, someone who's addicted, that's not a grounds for heter. So therefore, it seemed from the shach not like this kula. This week, I bumped into another much more clear raya. The Darkei Maisha here in Reish Chaf Ches brings a maisa with a person who became sick from eating too much cheese. Now, why anybody would get sick from eating too much cheese, I don't know. Pizza. So he was ill. I don't say he was definitely ill. He was ill. He ate too much cheese. So in his illness, he said to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, make me better. I promise I won't never eat cheese again. Which people, when they're sick, tend to feel that way. It got better. And now he wants to be Matir Neder to eat cheese. So the Darkei Maisha says that's called Nishba Be'is Tzara. The halacha is if someone makes a shua to Rabbi Nishalam Be'is Tzara, we're not matir. If someone is in trouble, he has a problem, and he makes a neder or a shua to Rabbi Nishalam that, if you get me out of this, I'll daven mesikin every day, or all the other good promises that people make, Be'is Tzara. So we're not matir a neder Be'is Tzara. Why not? So it says it's kinoider al das chaveray. Like if you and I have a business deal, and I say, look, do it, and I promise you, and I make some kind of promise that, and I promise I'll never go after any of your customers again, or whatever I say. So noider al das chaveray, you can't be mataneder without rishus from chaveray. Right? It's a simple story. If I make a neder, if I get something from you in exchange for promising something, I can't go be mataneder, then I need das chaveira to be masking. So it says by Shas Sarah the same thing. You made a deal with God. You said, God, save me from this Sarah, and you made a promise. So you can't be mataneder unless Rav Shalom comes and lets us know that he's masking, which doesn't happen by Lamazah. And therefore, neither be Shas Sarah would not make. That was the psak of the Darkei Maisha.
How's that different from a woman who's in labor and said, who knows what she's saying about the pain and everything about her husband? She's never going to be near him again. You know, to me, she can't be mocked in that.
If she says the Balash and Shua, she's in a lot of trouble. The chatas is because I don't think she says a balash shlua, but for that much of it. All right, you're right.
But she brings the
chattis
anyway to that.
I'll tell you the truth. What the Shach asked will answer your question. Okay. I'll answer your question. He asked, why is it any different? The Gemara says, why does he let this bring the chattis? Because in her pains of labor, she swears never to become pregnant again.
Right.
So why is it any different? I'll tell you what. The Shach brings a darkei maisha. And the Shach is in Reish Chav Ches, it's a cotton kuf ches. He says, it doesn't make sense. What does it mean, noida b'shas tzara? It means, you so to speak, give God something. You say, God save me, I'll daven v'sikin. You say, God save me, and I don't know, I'll be kaveh seder every day. All the good things that people are supposed to be doing. So, you noida das kaveh, you give him something. You tell God save me, and I'll stand on my head. So that's not the noida b'shas tzara.
That's like Chana and Shmuel, right? Chana said, "You give me."
All right. Okay. Good. Good. So good. It's a good example.
So
the question. So spread the shach. He makes a shmuel. He's never going to eat cheese again. Why is that? Why is that noida b'shas tzara? What does God care if he eats cheese? You're allowed to eat cheese. If he would say, I won't eat chalav stam, okay. If he says, I won't eat cheese, within 6 hours, okay. But if he just said, I'm never going to eat cheese, so Shas says, why is that called Noida B'Shas Tzara? That's a Shas question. My point isn't, by the way, that answers, Mark, your question, because if someone, B'Shas Tzara, swears she'll never become pregnant again, that's not Noida B'Shas Tzara, because God doesn't want that oath. So that's a Shas kash. So there's some cipher in the Tshuva in Yardaya at the end of Simon Yud, of Tshuva Yud. It's the very last, it's just one paragraph added to the end of a Tshuva. He says that here we're talking about a man who ate so much cheese that he got sick from it, that he became ill from it. He's obviously somebody who's, he calls him a roidif taivais. He's a person who can't control himself.
He's a holic.
And he's over on Nishmartem Oid L'Nafshei Seichem. And therefore it is an oath. So Sefer says, if for him cheese is not healthy, obviously he became addicted to it. So for him it's a mitzvah. Someone who eats so much of something that he gets sick from it, that is called noida b'shas tzara. You are telling your Baruch Hashem, I'll do what you want. Sensible teretz. But then he writes, even to be matim to eat it once, you can't be matim, because such a person eats it once, he's going to eat it many times. Because he's addicted to it. So therefore, as the same as Beferish, even if you mat it once, for such a person, he's about taiva to cheese. And you can't be mat here.
So
I mentioned this, Lididan, to take someone who's addicted to cigarettes and say, I'll be mat in there because one cigarette is muta. But some same as Beferish, there's no such chatter. Because one cigarette for him is keneged ratzon Hashem. It's a keneged nishmat ha'mayda nafshei seichem. It's a very telling idea in the way halacha looks at addictions, that if you're giving a little bit to an addiction, that you end up caving into everything.
Why can't you tell me that most people who are addicts never get out of it, and the dorm are worthless? So maybe we should use that as a sea roof. That means what kind of nether is it?
I know people who quit smoking. I know many people who quit smoking.
Many times.
Yeah, quit many times, yeah. Okay. Okay, so the question is why potato chips are not the same. If you're addicted to it, it'll be the same. What?
He knows what
he's making.
He does it anyway.
Okay.
So what is the
svar
of one time?
The svar is for him, one time is an iser of nishmartem l'nafshei seichem. For him, the one time is an iser. That's exactly right. That's exactly what he's saying. Right. That's exactly what he's saying. If he does it once, he's going to go back to the whole thing. So that's it. That's what he's saying. He's saying since one time is going to lead him to go back to the whole thing. So that's why it's an issue.
Rabbi Miller says a way to do it.
Rabbi Miller?
Yeah, you only make a nether not to every day till 12 o'clock every morning. And if I smoke, I have to give $100 to somebody he doesn't like a Baba Jasatma. Up to 12 o'clock, and then he can do it. And then the next week or whatever, he goes.
You do it, Chachma. And my point is that it's a preferential of some sefer, not like Yenekula that we discussed, which the Shach also seems that from the Shach it's a deal, you can argue, but from the some sefer it's a davar mafurish. Nifsat neder at had hatara. It's b'shas tzara, but he can be matir the part that's not Ratzon Hashem. That he could be matir, the part that's Ratzon Hashem.
Yeah, right. Matir is low. So if it was a korban, you would have to not get.
If it's a car, if it would have been an animal, it would have been a carbon. It would have been.
If you answer the equation that smoking today is not only addiction, it's also an illness, it's that changing.
If it wouldn't be an illness, the addiction wouldn't matter. It wouldn't be nishmata might not just say. Yeah, there are people addicted to brownie bars or to the iPods. It's terrible, but it's not nishmata might not just say. Unless they do it while they drive. Okay, let's move on to Sifte Zayin. Sifte Zayin is again one of the Yisaidais of Hilchus Nedarim. That even though Shlichus works B'kal HaTaira Kula, we say Shluchus Shadom Kamaisai, but for some reason, not by Nedarim. Atzarech HaNoida Lovay Lefnei HaMatirin. The one who made the oath, who took the oath, has to appear personally in front of the Bezdin, Kishiyati Rulai, Ve'einai Oysa Shliach Lishal Al Nidrai, and he is not able to make a Shliach to be Shayal on his net. So, for reasons and these explanations, Lamaisa, it doesn't work. The Gemara brings a story in Nedarim and Afches, in the Yeshiva Shablat of Nedarim, it used to be Yeshiva Shablat of Nedarim, that Ravina appeared in front of a Bezdin to be Matin Nidre Yishtai. His wife made him a Shliach to be Matin Nidarim. So the Gemara is done whether he could be Mati or not, and the Gemara says he could. So there's a Machlaikis Rishonim. Why does the Gemara bring a case of Nidre Yishtai? So there's a Machlaikis, the Rambam, and the Ram. The Ram is B'Shem Taisis, but the Ram Efenarat and the Rambam Og. The Rambam learns that Shlichus doesn't work. Period. It doesn't work by a Taras Nadarim. I'll explain reasons soon. But in Rambam says it doesn't work at all. The Gemara's Nidain is, for your wife, maybe it's different. Why should a wife be different? So the Chagim Mishnah says, because Ishtei Kegufa. What that means exactly, there are places in Halacha where the Ishtei Kegufa is brought. So he says, it's Dafke Ishtei that a Taras Nadarim works. Ayde Shliach. But everything else, it doesn't work. The Ran learns Mamish Fakert. The Ran says, what do you mean? Kol HaTaira Kulo Shluchus Shalom Kamaisai. Why shouldn't it work? By Nidre Ishtai, Wachayshesh, that he's going to exaggerate the Charata. He wants his wife's Neder to become Mutter.
Is it true everything?
We're afraid. What?
Is it true everything? Carbon Pesach, you can't do it.
So it's true, Lee is right. Shlichus doesn't work for everything. You can't make a shlich to daven shachris for you. It would be a nice income to charge someone daven shlich daven for a patzula. So you're right. It doesn't work. But the rule is, it doesn't work for a mitzvah shabagufay. For a mitzvah that's on my that's a chiyavar kakafta de gavra on the person himself. But kibarav aim Lamaisa, whatever, it's not kibbut unless you do it. If you arrange it, it's a certain level of kibbut, but not because of shlichus, because the arranging itself is a kibbut.
You could have some kaddish for you.
But anyway, the point is, the Ran learns that shlichus works by Taras Nadarim. It just by Ishtai, the Gemara has a sfeikus, and we paskin that it works for Nidre Ishtai. Now, the Mechaber, you'll see, brings only the Rambam. Let's see. Tzarech hanoi de lovel of Ne'eh, oh, we just read it, of Ne'eh Matirin. Shetiru le'veda, sheshliach lishol al Nidrei. In the Ramah is, u Matirin al Yidei Meturgimin. The Turgimin does work, but otherwise it doesn't work. So, if you look in the Gra, in Choftes, he seichin su the Ran. It's always hard to know exactly what he means. It says, Ayin Ran Sham Dibra Maskal Bal Mahu, Shayatin Nidre Yishtai. He does second through the Ran. The Ran actually brings the Rambam, but then argues. Chay pasuk rivash the kasa v'uvde de bas yiftach echiyach. See, he brings a makar from bas yiftach that, as you all know, yiftach refused to go to be mataneda. He held that the navi has to come to hit to the shayfit, and he refused to go to be mataneda on the oath he took, which made his daughter a carbon, whatever that means. But so if you could do it ayde shliach, why didn't you do it ayde shliach? So Rani shlichus doesn't help. Because if you do it ayde shliach, it doesn't pass him to do it ayde shliach. So that is the yachiach. That's the raya that shlichus doesn't work. It sounds like the Gra is passing it that way. He says the Ravash, he brings the raya from Bas Yiftach. People have argued that gaiva is a funny thing. Gaiva, even if you tell Yiftach to send through a shliach, he also says a pasmanish. It's a pasmanish. What? The pasmanish works even on such a level. All right. Well, why didn't Yiftach do it through a shliach? That's the question. What? Even shlichus is gaiva. Feistais the grok, the rivash couldn't understand such gaiva. Such gaiva? Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So you have to wait till we get there. Okay. What?
You have to be there.
You have to be there and a translator. Yeah. So I'll tell you, the Radvaz brings two reasons why shouldn't shlichus help. One reason, he says, is it's up to Bezin to decide if the charata is sincere. You have to have the person there. If a person standing there, it's possible to judge if his charata is a real charata, or even his pesach, if it's a real pesach. It's possible to question him. But if he sends through a shliach, he can't judge the person by shlichus. That's the expected reason. He does say another reason. The Radvaz gives a reason that part of the process of Ataras Nedarim is Shehizbayish Adam, that a person should be Mizbayish to go in front of Bezdin. That's what the Radvaz says. Where does the Radvaz come from? Probably the Ramban in Parshas Matos. The Ramban says that the reason you have to go to Chachamim to be Matir Neder, even if you're a Talmid Chacham, you know they'll be Matir. You know perfectly well. Someone separated challah and the challah got mixed back in. Everyone knows it can be matan neder. Why do you have to go? The Ramban says, Bal Yachiel Devaroi, that word shouldn't be chulin. It shouldn't be that you make a neder and poof, bishot nefesh, you can just easily wave it away. It should require an exertion. That's the Kabbalah Satayri, saying it to the Daraisa. He learns that in the Pasuk. Bal Yachiel Devaroi Ksiv. It doesn't say Bal Yavor Devaroi. Bal Yachiel Devaroi, word shouldn't be chulin. So there we learn out by Yachol Dvorei Abba Lachayrim Meichlon Lai that there's a parasha of Ataras Nedarim, but it requires a manner in which it's not chulin. So Radvaz learns that part of the process of Ataras Nedarim is the busha of standing in front of a bezdin and saying that that the person made a neder. So therefore. Okay. Right. Okay, good. You see Kasha? I'm not sure. You mean it's a Shverakite? Therefore, you know, it's better that a husband should go for his wife. Okay, good. It's a reason that for a husband that it should go. So it's good, right? Because for a husband it works. Why isn't the husband being made for directly? A husband can only be made for his wife's nedarim in two cases. Nedarim shal inui nefesh. Nedarim daftu. Or dvarim shal beinu lebeinu. Things that affect him. Or nedarim shal inui nefesh. Things that, of course, are to have pain. But there's a list of nedarim that a man can't be made for, but he can go to Bezin to be matir. What? Or maybe he missed it the first day. It's another echatim. Okay, good. So the Kesem Mishnah says because Ishtek Gufay applies here.
So The Ramban says that the Torah wants the person to be Mubaza and Bezdin, to be Mati Nedr. So what do we care that ain't other Maisa? Let her come.
It doesn't say Xenomers. It says because Shtekha Gufay, that's the reason. It seems the husband's Bzyainis, the wife will hear more about it when the husband gets Bzyainis than she herself has Bzyainis. She has to make a fresh Liach. Yeah, I mentioned to you that Rav Palm used to be Mataneder every Erev, Rosh Hashanah as a Shliach for his wife. So I do the same thing. I told her once 30 years ago that you make me a Shliach every year, but I remind her.
The Dayanim have to know. They do
it with Lashon
Rabin when they
say. However, how they do it, yeah. All right. The Taskhoff, what?
There's no Bizoyan anyway.
Erev Rosh Hashanah is saying there's no Bizoyan. All right. The idea of Bizoyan is the reason you have to go personally. Once you go personally, so it's already. There's no obligation to be embarrassed. It's just a Talmud Dekra. It's an idea of Balyachot Dvari that words don't go off easily. Look at Taschaf. He could still be Mataneder. The question is if he has Negias. Truth is, everyone who's Mataneder has Negias. Anybody who comes to Bezdin wants it to be off, right?
The definition is they know, just by definition, Negias.
All right, Taschaf. The Beisayis Evenayis Shliach Beisayis B'Shem Arashba Dafil Leman Desfira Lehachi B'Chol Makom Haydek Sav Shari Diksav Ya What? Because of Dafil Leman Desfira Lehachi Even if you have a Lehachi, even if you already can't make a Shliach, B'Chol Makom Haydek Sav Shari Diksav Yadai Odif Mishliach. Because a letter is better than Shlichus. A Maskanas Rivash Maybe Beisayis Masik Karambam The Loylav E Matirin Ela B'Fanav. So he should have written a letter. So Rabbi Yosef, if you're going to say again, that the Nishkapas to send a letter. Okay, but it's the Shah. So Lamaisa, the Tarzus Psak, is that it doesn't help to write a letter. The Pesach Tshuva test brings that Pesach Tchak. You could be makel with a letter with a tziruf of the Ran who holds that shlichus works.
Maybe a video.
Video. What about a live? So the question really is a telephone call.
Singing telegram.
The question is whether you could use a phone call for Taras Nadar. So what?
FaceTime, you see
him there. So the question is whether I haven't seen any tshuvas about FaceTime, but about.
No, she didn't say anything about it.
Rabbi,
talk about telephone. But telephone, I did see.
You have a kasha about satellite. Could you give a get for shliach?
Let me do one thing at a time. The so the shaila of whether you can do it on a telephone. I saw one shuva which is printed in the Sefer Kol Nidre, I think is where I saw it, with a maisa with somebody who was a mashgiach up in the Galil somewhere in a place where there were no batei dinim, and he had separated trumas and maisris in a way that sort of messed up the system there. He separated in a way that it got mixed back in, and the whole company was like on hold waiting, what are you going to do to Truma? So the Meister doesn't matter so much. The Truma got mixed back in. So he needed to be Matan Neder. So he made a phone call to Yerushalayim to be Matan Neder on the phone. So whoever it was went to Rabbi Yashav, and maybe he called Rabbi Yashav in the years that you could have access to him. There were years he was very accessible. And so Rabbi Yashav told him that this is just a one-time dispensation. I'm going to do it on the phone. Because really, there's a svara to say, you separated truma, yidei shlichus, so l'skuni shedarticha l'lavusi. I said you to separate it properly, not improperly. So there's a big tzad to say that the whole thing is not chal. Since that, so we're going to make a bez, that we're going to be matan neder yidei telephone, but it's a one-time thing, and I don't know if he told him not to be mefarsamid, which certainly didn't work, but he told him not to make it a klal gadol that it works on the phone. So apparently there is some level of to be mitzadid that it works. Rabbi Yosha didn't just do it for a joke, But Lamaisa, it's only with a tziruf, and I guess that's all part of the bayachal dvarai, to do things in a way that, that involve a certain level of seriousness, rather than, you know, you have a phone number to call to press one to be matineder, and you know, it's just, it goes good. It's serif hel tefes. I'll tell you why. Because sometimes there are things that are good b'di'evet and alechatzila. And in those cases where things are good b'di'evet and alechatzila, where if we have it tzad kula, we're mesupik about it, so we had to play it safe. That's all we do. Now, the Chochmas Adam seems to be bothered as to why I'm sorry, I'm confusing Chochmas Adam with something else. Okay. Anyway, Lamaisa, we pass like the Rambam, but the Ran is always a tziruf, tziruf lekula, and okay. So Halacha Lamaisa, we matter neder only personally. Ksav doesn't work, as I state in Tazla Halacha, and not through shliach, and on the telephone, it's hard to be matter Lamaisa. What? What about? It's a puzzle to do without a smartphone. Smartphones you certainly can use. What?
Computer can do it.
Yeah,
but
the
right?
It's also hearing is not true. I want to tell you about smartphones. This is what I'm hearing in yeshiva from the boys. People put filters on the computers and everything. All the boys get their mothers. It seems mothers leave smartphones around. And they look at schmutz on their mother's smartphone. The mother doesn't look back at on the computer. They look back. They have covenant eyes, and they have filters and everything. And the boys are saying, "What do you mean? My mother leaves her smartphone around. She goes to sleep, and the smartphone is the new schmutz avenue. It's the new Playboy magazine. You have to remember to do it. But you know, this is what I'm hearing from the other side." But what I'm hearing from the other side is that I used to think half the people, when there's unfiltered phone access, every once in a while a kid looks at schmutz, or half the time. I'm really convinced that it's 100% of the time. If you leave unfiltered things, they always look at schmutz. It's the efshir. They don't start with it, but they end up with it. It's like mamish 100% of the time. What? They're always, yeah, it's also part of the game is to get around the filter, but it's not, even if you leave only shopping on, you'll also get plenty of schmutz in the shopping area. There's a lady who I spoke to when her son was in Torah Vadas in the seventh grade, and I told her, put on a filter. That was the year of the MetLife, it was about 5 years ago. So I spoke to her. Her son asked me to speak to her, but not saying his name. So I spoke. I asked her. I said, "I'm calling the parents in yeshiva. Put a filter on your computer." So it wasn't her son. It was her husband made a chuchav etlula out of it. So the boy now went to learn Eretz Yisrael, and the mother calls me that he's going crazy. Bepush, he's addicted to schmutz, and he can't. He's learning, and then he's going out at night. He's totally addicted to schmutz. So the mother called me. So I said, "Did you get a filter yet?" That's what I asked her. This is 5 years later. When was MetLife? 6 years ago. After 11th grade, he went to learn Eretz Yisrael. He's a good boy, a bright boy, a Talmud Chacham. He knows how to learn. But he's going nuts. He's addicted to schmutz. He gets on the bus and he goes to places where there's schmutz. You know, he learns the Mishmanjish by day. And it's not an Eisnam. It's not an exception. It's just, unfortunately, very common. And all right. Anyway, that's editorial comment. Let's go to Sifyut Zayin. Very, very hard. Last year, I told one of the boys in my shir, "You're addicted to the phone. You can't sit in shir for 45 minutes without taking it out." The boys by me, they put away their phones. I told him, "You're addicted to it." He was very insulted. He came back to me a day later, said, "You know, you're right. I can't go half an hour without taking out my phone. It's not shayach." That's what he told me. I don't know what he's looking at, but...
I saw a sign in Torah Tash, "Did not let out phone."
Of course not. The signs everywhere, you know.
So you don't want the screens or the phone.
All right, Sifyut Zayin. Sifyut Zayin. Too much yang. All right, let's get back to Shulchan Aruch. Ein matirin aneder ad sheyachol. Here is a not well known Dover Ma'akiv and Atoros Nadarim. I say it's not well known. I learned this, and now I learned it again. I start thinking if I'm always careful with it. There's a halacha psuka that you can't be matter a neder until the neder is chal. In other words, if someone stands in, he makes a neder that's going to be for a year from now, or a month from now, or a week from now, we're not matir neder atri yachol. Now, what does that mean? There are two cases of a matir and a neder atri yachol. It means, number one, is a case where somebody says, if I do this, then something should be asked. Let's say he says, if I miss minyan again, I'm never going to eat ice cream. He makes such a neder. So he can't be matir the neder until he misses minyan. Because until he misses minyan the first time, it's nachal. Ein matir na neder ad sheyachol. That's the kul yalma. We're not matir a neder until it's chal. Now that's the Gemara's case. When the Rambam brings these halachas, and the Shulchan Aruch as well, so they bring a second case, a neder atoli bizman. A neder that someone makes a neder that for the month of Iyar, I'm not going to whatever, I'm not going to smoke. So there also, you can't be matir neder until Iyar comes. Right now, the neder is mechal. You can't be matir neder until ad sheyachol. Now, the svara to it, I'll talk about soon, the possible svara. But it's a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see if you're zayin. Ematir na neder ad sheyachol. You can't be matir neder until the neder is mechal. Ketzad. He said, I won't eat meat for 30 days, beginning Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And he has charata. Let's say he has a charata, he has a Pesach. He can't be shoyal on his neder until the month of year arrives. Even if it's a situation where the chayshish for michshol, that'll be over. Doesn't matter. Even in such a case, ein matir loy ad sheyachol. The koshke neider al tanai she matir ad sheyachol. In other words, certainly tanai, which is the Gemara's case, he says, if I miss minyan, I'm going to ask for such and such. So that's for sure. But if he makes a neider al zman, the same thing can be matir neider until it happens. Hu adin lemanada asvay al tanai. He puts himself in chayrim on a tanai she matir loy ad sheyachol anidoy. Says, I miss minyan, I should be noyeg nidoy. Aval, except Hafaras Habal. Hafaras Habal works even Kaidim Shiachu. Chayna Taras Chemetziba, and it's our Shiachu La Neder. Taras Chemetziba, which we'll talk about yet, we'll have it in the Simen. It's not, you don't need Yachu La Neder. But by a regular Neder, it's not mutter until the Neder is Chal. So this is the halacha, which comes up occasionally, where a person promises something and in the future, so it can't be matir neder ad sheyachol neder until it's chal. So Jay is asking why? Why shouldn't it be? Why should this be? What's the logic? If you can make a neder for next month, why can't you be matir neder? So what? The neder is chal, but there's no practice. It's not chal in practice. So I'll tell you. The Gemara says, Shenema layachal devare, which is puzzling. How do you see if I'm layachal devare? So all the Rishonim on the page, the Rashi, or the Mefarish there, and the Ran, and the Rosh, everyone has a different pshat. I liked. I mean, it's easier to go with the Rosh's pshat. The Rosh says, layachal devare. That's some way we learn how to start the Dharam. And you have to be holding by Kol Yaisim Pivyasa in order to be able to be Matir Neder. So if it's Xeris HaKosav, it's Xeris HaKosav, and there's not much to discuss. Kachem Advarim. What? We'll talk about Mesiris Maidah. That's something else. We'll talk about that's Mesiris Maidah. And we have to talk about how it works, but I want to leave it for now. And it won't be time today, maybe beginning of next week I'll talk about why Mesiris Maidah works before it's Chal. We'll get to it. But, so this is the halacha that it's not Chal. Now, you want an example, there's a Tshuva Saran in Shach Lamed Aleph. Let's see the Tshuva Saran. See Shach Lamed Aleph? Ein Nisho HaShichonis Iyar. Kosev Aram B'Tshuva Simin. What does it say by you, Mark?
No.
Okay, by us it's Nun Aleph. Yosef is Nun Aleph. Okay, by us it's Tshuva Nun Aleph. Kosev Aram B'Tshuva Simin. I guess it's Nun Aleph. Misha Nodar B'Baiker B'Yayim Vav. Friday morning he made a neder. Shalai Yehei B'Shabbos HaSamuch. Hasamuch beirzu, that the coming Shabbos is not going to be in this city. So he made a neder Friday that he's not going to be here. Now he's stuck. When's the chal? When's the neder chal?
Shabbos.
But Shabbos, where's he going to be? If he's going to be far away, he can't come anyway. So ubay yom samuch l'shkia sachama nischarit, and let's say Friday afternoon he has charata. Yochel lahatir kaidim Shabbos. Why? Why can't you matter neder? The mechlal shavuasai. It's included in shavua who mechuyu sheyetsim yer kaidim Shabbos. Since you can't travel on Shabbos, so included in his shavua is an understanding that he's going to have to act on it. The kol hayetsim pivya says already on Friday.
But that's not.
One minute. Lefikach erev Shabbos im chashecha chala neder. Therefore, erev Shabbos at dusk. The neder is chal, mikri, it's called chal a neder, and shav sheherach maybe a beis yosef. So here he has, first of all, an example. You can't be mat neder at sheyachol. And secondly, a kula that if it requires preparation, you can be mat neder samuch. How samuch? We can argue about it. But samuch to the time that, whatever it takes.
So if you make neder, I won't eat food on Shabbos.
So you can matter neder on Shabbos.
You can't do on matter neder.
You could be matter tzarche Shabbos. You matter neder on Shabbos. But we said it's not a bezdin that the kroivim are good. Lila is going to Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Maybe you could say that the reason that layach of the bari is the reason for this, because when you make a neder, now you change your mind. The neder is nowhere near. You're not taking yourself seriously. But when you make a neder and it's chal, then you have karot, you have pesach. We have reason.
Okay, it can. That would a little of a knage. They quote from, there's a sefer Simlas Bin Yamin on Hilchis Nedarim. It's an earlier sefer, it's quoted, who gives a biur. And the biur is because it fits with the exceptions. His biur is that why can't you matter that at Sheyachol? Because here you have a person that's changing his mind. Right? First, he wanted to be out of the city. Now, he wants to be in the city. So who knows, maybe by the time the neder will be chal, change his mind back the other way. He's a person going back and forth. So since he's a person that's going back and forth, and he can't just be matter, he has to explain a charata or a pesach. Maybe when the neder is chal, he won't have charata anymore. Now he has charata. But maybe by the time it has, he won't have charata. Now he's saying a pesach. Had I known this, I wouldn't have done it. Maybe when it's chal, had he known it, he would have done it. So he can't come to us now with an explanation, a charat or a pesach, which may not be in existence at the time the neder is chal. So that, he says, that's the reason, that's the bir advarim. That answers a number of things. First of all, it explains why a husband could be mat neder. Husband doesn't need charat and pesach. It could be made for neder. Because he doesn't need the pesach that you'll change your mind. He just said, I don't want it, and it's not chal. And it explains also why very close to it, you could. There's interesting Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager here is Mesupik. If you could be Matineh, the Toich Kedei Dibor of the Chalois. Toich Kedei Dibor. It's like splitting hairs. When you have somebody who's going to be Matineh, the Toich Kedei Dibor of the Chalois of the Neder. But Rabbi Kivager is Mesupik. Toich Kedei Dibor, we don't assume first people are going to change their mind.
No,
not Toich Dibor is Neder. He made the Neder a week ago. It's going to be Chal. It's going to be Chal at 10 o'clock. So, Toich Kedei Dibor at 10 o'clock, he wants to be Matineh Neder. That's what Rabbi Kivager's claim. So, in love this, there's all the Yeshiva Shereid, and Toich Kedei Dibor is Shayach to this. Why do you get Toich Kedei Dibor? What?
So the
question is, we always clear in Yeshiva, when you have Toich Kedei Dibor, is the Pshat, if I say something, it's not Chal till after Kedei Dibor. Let's say Toich Kedei Dibor works on in business. In business, I tell you I'm going to do this. I obligate myself, and Toich Kedei Dibor, I can change my mind. This is the pshat that there's no chalois of my eschayvus till after Toich Kedei Dibor. As I do something now, it's chali after take a day dibur. Or is the pshat, that's the Rambam's pshat, or is the Rambam, like the Rambam says that people, most people, can't talk twice at the same time. So you have to give people the ability, maybe he means to say something more, so you have to give him the time to clarify what he means. So you give him take a day dibur. According to the Rambam, it's chal right away, just in case he means to add something, but if he doesn't add anything, it's chal right away. So shail is take a day dibur is a vart that whatever you do now is chal after take a day dibur. It's kilu, you finish saying it later, in which case by the dharma it should work. Or it's just to be mevara that he didn't mean to say more. Al-Koponim, according to the Simlas Ben Yama's explanation, it's very understandable. Take a day dibur na chayshish that he has charata. That's right.
It could be clarifying too.
Well, I'm talking now where he didn't change his mind. He's just taking the deeper of the Chalais HaNeder, he's being Matin Neder. That's a shame. You're right, if he changes his mind. I mean, he's not changing his mind. He comes to Bez and he says, my Neder is Chal at 10 o'clock. I made a Neder starting from 10 o'clock. And I want to be matineh there before 10, Tekedai Dibur. That's the shayva works. Why Rabbi Kivega bothers to declare such a thing? It's not because of Halacha L'maisa, it's because of the Lamdis. I'd like you to look at Rabbi Kivega here. Rabbi Kivega, the one that says, Shom Sif Yud Zayin Achich Nis'ir. There are really three Rabbi Kivegas here in one piece. Look at the first one. Ad shiichnas ir im yachal lahater bein hashmoshes shal knisas ir. He has shaila. He made a neder. Ir is not eating meat. Could he be matan neder bein hashmoshes? No. What do you think? What do you think? Think about it. I want you to know the shmeitz and shmeitz aleph and shari yosher aleph. The Marich, this is a Tshuvas Aran. When they talk about Sevderais L'chumra, they bring this Tshuvas Aran. I think Shmaitz Av, I think it's Paragimel. Listen to what he says. Im yochel ahate ben ha-shmashis shal knisas ir. The case ben ha-shmashis of coming in here, that's not taking a divor, that could be 18 minutes. Yeshloimer detalya, it's tali, im sovet ha-raisa min ha-tayra l'chumra. If yol sovet ha-raisa l'chumra min ha-tayra, like the Randa Rajba, have a chal haneder, kivin ha'im min ha-tayra osa lachal ben ha-shmashis. If yol sovet ha-raisa min ha-tayra l'chumra, so ben ha-shmashis, there's an issa ha-raisa, to eat meat. He's not eating meat, ER. It's ben ha-shmashis. Avol, ha-sovim, sovet ha-raisa min ha-tayra l'kula. If you hold like who?
Rambam.
The Rambam Shita. Sovet ha-raisa min ha-tayra is l'kula. Loi mikri chal haneder, kach yishol mu divere Rambam Tshuva. What's the answer? I'll explain it to you, but you hear first the words that he's saying. What he's saying is, you want to be matan neder ben hashmashis. If you hold sofet deraisa l'chumra min ha-tayra, you can be matan neder. If you hold that it's the chumra only midrabanan, then you could be matan neder. So the question is, my nafkamina. The question is really stronger than that. And this is what Rav Shimon plays out by Rifas. Oh, very good. Okay. All right, the question is this. What does it mean if Safik L'chumra you can be Matan Neder? Safik L'chumra doesn't mean that it's Oiske Paskint, that now it's night. It means you have to be Chayshish, it's night. You have to. But being night is a Kula. You have somebody who wants to be Matan Neder, it's Ben HaShmashis. So Safik L'chumra is L'chumra. That's L'chumra, you have to be Machmir. But now you're going to let him be Matan Neder? How are you letting him be Matan Neder? Now it's a Kula. He's saying that I have to be Machmir, Kilu, it's night, Misafik. So now I'm going to be allowed to be Matan Neder because of that. That's a Kula, not a Kula.
Neder goes the Devas Ne'udah. He knew
Sufi Dara Sokhumra, so he said, I'm going to start Benashmashah. So then what's the Rasa Drabana? Everybody knows the Sufi Dara Sokhumra.
Yeah.
It's the Drabana, should be the same thing then. Should be the same thing. He's not watching the Tour of Sarai. You get it right now. You get it right now. But you can't be Makel. So I can be Matabena Shmosh, it's for Ben Shmosh. I can't be Matabena for the rest of the year. Because I'm being Makel that it's night. So again, now Masafik. It's not again now.
Preparation. It's like the preparation right now.
What do I have to prepare to not eat meat? It's a separate, it's not preparation. Now I have one Isser and 15 minutes I have another Isser. So I'll tell you, Rav Shimon's Yisoid about Sava Deraisa L'Chumra is that Sava Deraisa L'Chumra is a Vada Yisr. It's not a Safik Yisr. He calls it like a 614th mitzvah in the Torah. There are 613 mitzvahs. It's a 614 called Safik Deraisa. What he says is, let's say you have a person. The person comes home, his wife says, I have steak, but I have a problem. I bought a tray for steak for the maid. I bought a kosher steak for you, and I don't know which one's which. There are two steaks. So what's it in? What's it in? You can't eat it. It's chad b'chad, no bittel. You can't. You have a tray for steak and a kosher steak. You can't know which is which. You know the maid gets two steaks. This man comes home and he tells his wife, "You know what? I'm feeling lucky today. Everything went good for me today. You know what? I'm going to take one steak. I bet you I'm going to take the kosher steak." So he goes, Rachmanu Litzlan, but he does it. He goes and he eats one steak. Slacha Meyev Esrim. He comes upstairs to the Kisei HaKavod. The first thing he asks, remember I ate that steak? Was it the kosher one? So Rav Shimon says, the Malach will tell him, it was the kosher one? And you're not even Issa Deraisa by eating it. So Rav Shimon says, which is the Deraisa? This Deraisa is not eating the Vela. He wasn't even not eating the Vela. He says, yeah, because Omer on the Issa Deraisa of Safi Deraisa L'Chumra. Safi Deraisa L'Chumra is itself a sug of Issa Deraisa. There's no Malkus for it. There's no carbon for it. But it's a sug of Issa Deraisa. Safi Deraisa L'Chumra means that there's a Vadai Issa in the Torah called Safi Deraisa L'Chumra. This Tshuva Soran is brought as a Hachacha to the Issaid. That Safi Deraisa is a Vadai Issa. If it's a Safik Issa, how can we make all Ben Hashmoshes? Makel Lakula. It can't be Makel that the neder was chal. Maybe it's a
Should I do it? You'll tell him no.
Misafik. If I tell him misafik, let's say he's stuck in a room and he can't see if it got dark outside. There's no windows. He's stuck. He's stuck in a room. He can't tell. So he asks me, I made a neder not to eat it by night. What do? I tell him, I don't know. I don't know if it's dark out. So he's going to be mat neder when maybe it's day out. Are we going to let him do it? We're going to let him do it. Something, it's not even called Sof Derais, it's what we call Dashoitimizu, it just has to be Bavar. So when it's a bona fide Sof Derais, it's a Vada Yisr. Since it's a Vada Yisr, therefore you can't be Mataned there, you could be Mataned, even Lakula, because there's no Shaila he has an Yisr on him. So there's a Chalois HaNeder already. Now, the Chalois HaNeder is only for the Yisr of Mitzat Safik, but every night that shot him, it's also a kulay. So it works. I don't see any young man.
He
asks,
is it
Mitam Kim?
It's not
Mitam Kim,
because it's
not trade. Safik Deraisa is not Mitam Kim? Safik Deraisa, I don't know. Rav Shimon doesn't say it's Mitam Kim. He doesn't say it's Mitam Kim. It's okay, as long as he'll be matter in there, there'll be a kulay. Okay. Neder shotam itzasa yotam kulay. We always do it. We always say neder shotam itzasa yotam kulay. Right. If Javon certainly not mitam by Rabban can't create. You can't create a vada yisr. They tell you don't do it. It's on the gavra not to do it. You have to be chayshish for the safi. So. Hashem Tali is only by Yischazik Yisura, the Gemara says. Here, by him, this case was Yischazik Yisura. My example was Yischazik Yisura. Anyway, this is... It says in Hilchos Nedarim which one it is. I think it says Lamed, because Lashem Ne'adam. Okay, the... our Baal Tefillah always says, Rosh Chodesh Pliny Yieh B'yayim. He says, B'yayim Sheni, and the name of B'yayim Sheni is Lamed. Because B'lash V'nei Adam, that's what we call Rosh Chodesh. It's also a day of Rosh Chodesh. We say, Halal. We say, Tfilas Rosh Chodesh, say, Yom Rosh Chodesh is there. So Lamed HaChodesh is also Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam says that the reason we have Rosh Chodesh on Lamed even though the first day of Chodesh is the next day, is because the day that the Maila is Chal has to be Rosh Chodesh. So since typically Yom Lamed is the day of the Mailid, so therefore the day the Mailid is Chal has to be Rosh Chodesh, and then Aleph L'Chodesh is also Rosh Chodesh. That's what it says in the Rambam. What? Wait for someone to ask that. You know, the one who announces should ask that. Very often the Mailid is on Chavtes. So I think that's because we've fallen behind in 2,000 years. We've fallen behind a little bit. But in the Kviyas that Chazal made, the Kviyas was Lamed, as the Rambam says. They were Kaveh Lamed because it's the Yom HaMalah. Today, we've fallen behind the 13 minutes or however many minutes it is, and it's added up, so very often the Malah is Takan Chav Tes.
That's how you answer.
I think that's why.
Macha Chaydish by Shol, by David, because I knew when it would be.
Right. That's Macha Chaydish. When we learned Navi, you weren't around in the Navi share those days. But back in Sefer Shmuel, I asked, how could he know Macha Chaydish? Who says witnesses are going to come and say they saw the moon? How could he say Macha Chaydish? So someone show he doesn't know Nach and answer? No? Why do people answer? That was already Lamed and the next day was Aleph. So that means he didn't learn Navi because in Nach, what happens? They make the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, Vepakim Makam David. So Shaul says, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh too, we'll see tomorrow. So obviously it was Chavtes when he said Macha Chodesh. How do you know tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh? Maybe Edom won't come. Because the Yom HaMalah is always Rosh Chodesh. Okay, anyway, there are a couple of Shailas Halacha L'maisa on this rule of Ematir Neder Ad Sheyachol. Probably the most difficult one is when you have a person who made a neder or shvuah, let's say he made that he's going to fast bahab. You can't be matter if somebody is makabal on social times bahab, you can't be matter neder till Monday. That's a double pashut. And I don't think it's something that is the first impression that people have. Someone says he's makabal on himself, he's going to swear he's going to fast bahab. And then something comes up, so he comes over and he says, I want to be about the nether. So he tells you have to wait for tomorrow morning, you know, even tonight. Perhaps starts after halois, so you have to come after halois, so we can be about the nether. That's a double push. The question is, does he have to come Monday, Thursday, Monday? Or can he come Monday and we'll be matir all 3 days? Follow? Is it one nether or is it three nether? Is that because it's bahab? What happens if he's makabal? Whatever it's the fast. Any day he has a certain business deal.
So is Macabal not to make the fast on his parents' yard side?
Yeah, same thing. Macabal fast on his parents' yard side.
So you can only do it only with Matanet.
Well, it's certainly the first year you have to wait till the yard side to be Matanet. The question is it one yard for all? Or is it.
After the first yard side.
That's the question. It's the same question. He's Macabal to always fast on his parents' yard side. Is it one big thing? I'm fasting yard sites, and then you can be matir neder. Or are they separate? So l'chayra.
Is mekabel tainis in by mincha?
By mincha, let's say.
No, but he has to be mekabel tainis in order to make the kol.
Yeah, without the kol tainis, doesn't have a kabbal, is not a tainis.
But if you're going to get, we're going to make a sorrow.
So don't be mekabel. Well, I'm talking about someone who was mekabel, and now he wants to be matir. The kabbal itself doesn't make the chalais. You have to. If he wasn't a Kabbalah, he doesn't need a Taras Nedarim. If he made a Kabbalah, then. Alright, so I think it's proper to be Medama to Tuf Kuf Samach Bei Siv Ches by Hilchus Tainis. Let me just read the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry. In Kibel Olav Betfilas Mincha Gimel Oidala Taniyais V'loi Ritzufim. He's a Kabbalah on himself. Obviously, if it's consecutive days, it's one neder. Kagain shekibalov lasani sheni chamishi v'sheni kiyaitzu b'zeh. Yesh misha mistapek imsagi b'kabola achas l'kulam. Is it enough to b'kabol b'ha'ab once for a whole b'ha'ab? Or imsara kabola l'chol echad v'echad. Or, if the separate kabolas, the separate, sounds like, that's the shayla. Is b'ha'ab one kabola? Or they separate kabolas? Ramah says, he's saying this lekula, right? Because a tainis without a kabbalah is not a tainis. So he says the minhag ha'olam is to accept it as one kabbalah for the whole bahab, And you don't need any further Kabbalahs. What? I'm sorry, what? Tufkuf Samuel Bey Sivches. This is the Shulchan Aruch. So I would say Bahab is different. Bahab is one concept. But in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say Dafka Bahab. It says in Kibbalah, it's Philos Mincha, Gimeloi Dalatai, Nias, Valeritzu from Zechazet. So, and it says, Kagoin, Shekibbalah, Love, Lasani, Shane, or Chamishane. So it sounds like it should be the same thing for Yartzeit, so for any series of Tanesim, if somebody's Makabal them all in one time to be Makabal, it sounds like from here you still have to wait till the first one. You can't be Mataned till the first Monday or the first Yartzeit. But the jury's still out by me. My father didn't fast on Tanesim of his parents. So there's something what I should do. You know, Tas says that somebody who teaches Malamet Tinoke shouldn't fast, and I wasn't really Masupik. So my father did me a chesed, and he passed away in Rosh Chodesh. So I had no shire Rosh Chodesh yet. So then my mother wasn't as kind. She passed away in Chaf Adar. But the first yard site was Shabbos. So by that I didn't have a shire. So this year I have a shire. So you'll fast for me. Is that a neder? So I figured out the blot, and I'm learning every Thursday. I believe neder a blot to make a tinus. Hopefully, it comes out to see. I think on Thursday, on Friday, to make a seam on the tinus rather, and that way I'll certainly be off the hook. So believe neder every day. But anyway, this lechaira, you agree with me? This should be a
lechaira.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yossi, 1 minute. I interrupted. Yossi. How can you imagine that time is Sibor? Time is Dibor. How you imagine that on time is Dibor? I deyushnei.